This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A Missouri man accused of attacking 5 women in Missouri may have victims in at least 4 other states. Follow me here.
Okay.
A Missouri man accused of luring at least 5 women to his apartment may have victims in 4 other states, according to police today. Yalhal Maley, 28 years old, met his victims on a dating app. As previously reported by McClatchy News, the assaults occurred over a span of 23 months from March 23rd to February 2nd. His most recent victim came forward to police after she says he violently assaulted her on their first date. They met at a park. She agreed to go to his apartment, at which point he told her, quote, "We are now married," and held her basically hostage, Scott, for 7 hours. 4 more women then came forward and shared similar accounts. This is near the St. Louis area, but they are saying he could have victims.
Well, clearly in Illinois.
Yes. So he was attending Logan University in Chesterfield to become a chiropractor. That's 20 miles west of St. Louis. But he has lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He has lived in Tucson. He has lived in Chicago, and he has lived in Virginia. He met several of his victims through dating apps. Went by a different name, by the way. So what they're doing now, his bond, by the way, is $500,000.
Good.
What they're doing now is they are flooding the news with his photo. Good-looking younger guy.
Do you have a photo of him?
Well, he went by a different name, and I don't know.
And by the way, Logan University only does chiropractic.
Let me find another story where he is photographed. Like, in one photograph, he was wearing a hat, almost made him look like a pilot. But you can be whoever you want to be online, right, Scott? Like, his name is John. Quoting here from authorities, there are multiple victims, and we are afraid and, quote, somewhat certain that there are more.
Hmm. No connection yet to Kansas City that you're seeing in there?
Not that I am reading, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, my God, who knows?
You know, I've always been, and I know that people go on these dating websites and find the love of their life. Shonda met her current husband on a dating website.
Let's see if it says the name.
Kara Marks, or you may recall.
That's right.
On Cupid, is it Cupid.com or something
okay
like
Cupid.
That? Okay, Cupid, that's right. Okay, Cupid. And that's where she met Paul. And now they have 2 wonderful children living very happily. I would be nervous if my daughter... Oh, I saw his picture.
Look at that
today.
Smile. He's got a $1 million smile.
You know who he looks like?
I was going to say Mangione.
He looks like Luigi Mangione.
Or one of the Franco brothers.
Yeah.
Who also looks like Luigi Mangione.
But I would be very concerned if my daughters were on a dating website.
My buddy just hopped on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Swiping right? I don't even know if you swipe right or swipe left if you're
right
interested.
Is good, left is bad.
Okay.
From what I understand. Yeah, he went on a date and, you know, it wasn't a direct catfish, but the pictures were not recent.
Oh. Tell me.
The more interesting thing is that she told him a story about an actual catfish of a guy who was in his 70s, who, you know, late 20s, early 30s, they were talking, they were matching, they were getting ready to go out. She walks into this restaurant, and in the waiting area, no one is there except for this guy in his 70s. And he says, hey, whatever her name was, I don't remember. She goes, who are you? And he goes, oh, I'm so-and-so, whatever his name was. We'll call him Dan.
Sorry, should that
Dan.
Be illegal?
Let's pick a different name.
I don't know if it should be illegal, but it should certainly be frowned upon.
Dan was a bad random name choice. Dan was a bad random name choice.
Go with Scott.
Sitting there in his toboggan.
Go with Scott.
As it turns out, he was using his grandson's photos.
Ew!
Oh, man.
What do you think is going on in your head when you are pretending you're 30 and you're 70? When you know there's going to be a moment that we're gonna meet up at Applebee's, and you know there's gonna be a moment she's gonna walk in and go, "Who are you?"
I'm hoping that the chances are at least one in a million. So you're saying there's a chance.
By the way, a classmate of this clown's at Logan University, in the St. Louis area. It's a chiropractic college.
That's all they do. Yep.
Told KMOV. Warning signs were there long before he was arrested. She said he made several female students feel uncomfortable during their chiropractic lessons, including herself. I tried to keep my distance. We're practicing at what we're going to be doing in the office one day. Him just having these lingering touches and not keeping professional boundaries.
Wait a minute. This is one of the women that he's accused?
No, this is just a classmate was saying, okay. Now that he's been arrested, they're like, yeah, he was the creeper.
He was a creep.
Pretending to want to be a chiropractor.
I don't think it should be illegal to lie on your profile, but because prove that they lied.
Listen to this, by the way. He has a $500,000 cash-only bond. There is no 10%. He's right. Literally come up with $500,000, and even then we're all going to be worried for our community.
Right.
He told the judge, quote, I'm not a threat to anyone. I am not a flight risk. Quote, I give you my word. He also told the judge that his confinement in jail was giving him anxiety. I don't know. Maybe raping six women gave them anxiety.
Allegedly.
John, which is not your name.
Dan, which is not your name.
Still a very unfortunate random name choice. Sorry,
look
Dan.
At a judge with a he's a narcissist with a straight face and say that your confinement for the last 4 days since they finally caught you, you sick SOB, is giving you anxiety.
Because you're probably either a narcissist, spoiled rotten, used to getting anything you want. He is a good-looking guy, so I'm imagining in the ladies' department he's had some success. But I want to get back to this. Your friend got on a dating website, Sam?
Yeah.
And he swiped right on this one woman.
I don't want to focus on that one. The crazier story was the story that she told him.
Well, that the guy was 70 and using his grandkids' photographs.
Yeah, that's wild.
Maybe the 70-year-old's just really proud of the grandchildren. He wants everybody to see the photo.
Can I show you a picture of my grandson? I've seen it. It's your profile picture.
913-586-7798.
586-7798.
If you have similar stories, we'd love to hear
them. Talk about Social Security?
Sam Stevie. Wow. Sam Stevie.
Medicare, am I right?
Sam Stevie the Third. Dana Wright, who is currently on fire. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.